your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Oh, welcome back to the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed my initial call there with Richard Postma, focused a lot on the metals complex. In this segment, we're going to shift focus a little bit to more U.S. equity markets with Dana Lyons. Dana is a fund manager based out of Chicago, comes on the show every 2 weeks. And Dana, last time I had you on the show, you mentioned how you were reading off of a bear market playbook and reallocating your portfolio as well as your clients' portfolios to hopefully take advantage of some more bear market action. Where do we stand now with volatility remaining high and, quite frankly, the market's still in this downtrend?
Yeah, it certainly is. Prior to that, our previous conversation, we'd been more on a what we called our correction roadmap and following the typical template for a correction. We tweaked that vernacular to where we're considering this last quarter to be the first leg down in a more serious bear market. So just to clarify what we're thinking about this recent sell-off and the greater context of it going forward. So we think it's the first leg down in a more serious bear market. So it just clarifies our description of it and certainly our, as you said, our playbook for how we're going to invest within such an environment.
Now, what about the sectors that are leading this move down? The argument can be made that it was those sectors or those high-flying stocks that were leading the move up. And just this week, we got more news out of Apple to tell us to expect weaker sales out of China that pushed their stock lower. How important is it to see these high-flying stocks now becoming the ones leading to the downside?
I think those stocks just have maybe a little bit more risk entrenched in them, you know, just the fact that they've run so far and there's, you know, obviously a lot more money allocated to them, whether it's, you know, through fund managers, mutual funds, that type of thing. So when you see a market screaming higher, especially sector screaming higher for years, you know, those index players, the passive players, they have to be involved in that. So you saw a huge rush into those types of stocks. So that just indicates a lot of money that could potentially come out of those stocks, and we've been seeing that. So I think in the context of a bear market, a legitimate cyclical longer-term bear market, no area is necessarily safe. Sure, there's more money. Pent up in those high flyers, the FANG type stocks, and for example, utilities or energy right now that has been pretty much decimated, energy that is. So perhaps there's more risk inherent in those former high flyers, but at the same time, in a more serious bear market, really at the end of the day, there are no areas that are really safe.
So what about the move to some of these more safety assets? I do agree with you in the sense that if we do get that waterfall decline, then everything across the board, whatever is liquid, does get sold. That happens time and time again. But until we get to maybe that waterfall decline, are there any of these safer assets where money has been flowing into that you see as an opportunity, at least in the short term?
Well, I thought that might be the case into December with, you know, utilities holding up well, healthcare holding up well, pharmaceuticals. Then we got the Johnson & Johnson news that pulled the rug out from under healthcare. You got the late December sell-off where you, as you mentioned, anything that's liquid in such a waterfall decline, they're going to start selling anything either whether by force or by choice. They're going to sell anything they have left, either with gains or anything that that can be sold. They're gonna throw out the baby with the bathwater, and that's what we saw at the end of December in that waterfall washout type of move where they took the former relative strength leaders like healthcare and utilities, took them apart, and staples along with the rest of the market, and the REITs, throw those in there as well. They took those apart. So I don't see right now, I don't see anything from a relative strength standpoint that's compelling enough to say, oh yeah, I'm going to stick, we're going to stick money there and just ride it out and stick it out and it should be okay. I don't necessarily see any area of the market that's necessarily worthy of such a designation or allocation right now. Yeah, the gold stocks have been hanging in there nicely, but that is, for us, that's never a buy and hold area either. So, even if precious metals do well, at the end of the day, those are still stocks. And if the market, if the equity market in general gets taken out, those stocks will too. So at this point in a bad bear market, there's no such thing as a buy and hold, or relative strength is less important in that type of an environment to us.
All right, let's talk about currencies now, because the U.S. dollar had a very good year. 2018 climbed higher, and for the last month, it has been generally rolling over, but in no way breaking down. We're still well above that recent low that was put in at 23.39. However, I'm hearing still a lot of negativity around the dollar for a number of different reasons. What do you have to say? What are your thoughts on the U.S. dollar?
We see it in the short term. We see it in a range, you know, between talking about the dollar index between 96 and 98. We're seeing that 96 area get tested now. So if that goes, if that falls, then we've got immediate downside to about 94. In that scenario, you could see a further boost to precious metals. You could see a pop in emerging markets as long as the equity market continues the short-term bounce that we've been on. You'd see, obviously, other currencies do well in that environment. Euro, as long as it holds recent support. You've seen the yen taking off to the upside. So maybe that's forecasting a little bit of a dollar breakdown here in the short term. But in the near term, it's been pretty much range bound. I think we have, in terms of sentiment, you always hear people get all worked up about the dollar. Either they're super bullish or super bearish on it. If you look at, you know, investment allocations, you've seen hedge funds extremely bullish on it. So from that standpoint, that concerns me a little bit. If the dollar does start weakening a little bit further, you could see the air come out of that allocation. So that could be a little bit of a headwind if prices start moving lower.
All right. Hey, Dana, great having you on the show. I do appreciate all of your comments and how you have laid out where you potentially see these markets going. And overall, the news does not look very promising. A lot of our listeners will agree with you. But remember, nothing is a straight line move, or at least it usually isn't. Dana, thanks for joining us this weekend show. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.